Yeah, school was just normal, and I think it just happened so quickly. I mean, one minute it was a school, and the next minute it wasn't anything. I mean, it was break time, and it was wet, so nobody much went out to play. Some boys just played in the outside toilets, and I stayed at my desk. And then I don't know really what happened. I suppose the school started collapse. Everything happened so quick, you don't realise you've been bombed. And the headmaster was standing about 6 feet away from me, reading his newspaper out like this, reading his daily newspaper. And what few boys were in the classroom, he said, "Under the desk, boys." And we got underneath the desk. It all happened so quick. And then he said, run for it. And I got out from under the desk and run. I don't know how far I ran, but I was suddenly trapped. And I don't know how long for. And then I thought to myself, oh, I've got to get out of here. And I struggled and struggled, and I did get out. And the first thing I was going to do was run home. I was covered in dust and blood, but I wasn't frightened or anything like that. All I wanted to do was go home. And I started to go, and then I saw a young lad, younger than me, on the top crying. Nothing on his feet. He was covered in blood and dirt, and I grabbed hold of him and I said, come on, and I started to walk up the road. I don't know where he was going to go, but I was going to go home.